WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Vienna, three upcoming Taylor Swift concert tour dates have been canceled. Barracuda Music, in a statement, says Austrian government officials confirmed a planned terrorist attack at Ernst Happel Stadium. Officials say two men have been arrested in connection with the plot. The race to the White House winding through Michigan and Wisconsin today, with Democrats and Republicans focusing on swing states. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz held a rally in Eau Claire earlier. Harris says Americans have a choice in this election.
The promise of America is what makes it possible, by the way, for Governor Walz and me to stand on this stage today. Just think about it.
Tropical storm Debbie still trolling the eastern seaboard and posing another threat to flood-ravaged South Carolina. Residents bracing for up to 2 feet more rain. And extreme heat still taxing firefighters in western states as they battle dozens of wildfires. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The Columbia County Sheriff's Office arrested 16 people over this past weekend for offenses related to operating a vehicle while intoxicated. Between Friday and Sunday, according to the Sheriff's Office, 8 of the 16 drivers were arrested for their first OWI offense. Another person was arrested for their first offense of operating a vehicle with a restricted controlled substance. 6 of the other 7 people arrested over the weekend were booked on repeat OWI offenses. The former warden of the Waupun Correctional Institution charged with misconduct in office appeared in Dodge County Court on Tuesday afternoon. Randall Hepp pleaded not guilty to those charges during the hearing. Hap faces one felony charge, which was filed in June after an investigation by the Dodge County Sheriff's Department. Hap is due back in court for further proceedings on September 30th. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy with a shower or two tonight and a low near 60. Maybe a shower tomorrow morning, then partly sunny and a high in the upper 70s for the afternoon. Nice ahead for Friday and the weekend. Sunny and near 70 Friday, low 70 Saturday, upper 70 Sunday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 79.
99.7.
You never lie. And if you're evil, I'll forgive you. Little Prince on Max FM as we finish the afternoon. We'll get to a sports update in about 10 minutes and check your big deal store at right about 4:25 here on Max FM.
Scott Tissue that I wish you saw. Side Captain Mr. Know It All. I'll close your eyes and I'll kiss you, cuz with the birds I'll share. With the birds I'll share this.
Max FM.
Never get- Max FM Sports.
Rookie first-round draft pick Jordan Morgan left practice on Tuesday, and today we learn he'll miss at least a week with a shoulder injury. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Morgan has worked with the ones at right guard for most of camp.
I think there's, like most of these guys, some good, some bad, a lot to learn from. So, but we're excited about the talent. You can see the talent there. I think it's just making sure he gets the adequate number of reps so it's second nature and there's a lot less thinking going on. But I feel like he's competed well and just he's needs to continue to learn and improve.
Morgan's departure coincided with the return of Zach Tom at right tackle. Tom looked good in his first all-out action during training camp after tearing a pectoral muscle during the offseason. Baseball, the Brewers shoot for their second straight win over the Braves in Atlanta tonight. The crew crushing the Braves 10-0 last night, banging out 16 hits. They'll face Atlanta ace Chris Sale tonight. Freddie Peralta starts for the crew. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
and keep your hands to yourself.
You can shop local and save a lot of money. You're talking to a guy right here that loves to save cash. So I'm looking at these deals right now. MaxFMBigDeals.com. If you've ever wanted to try some axe throwing, Asgard Axe and Tap, $25 gift certificate, only $17.50. Elusive Escape Rooms. Those are so much fun. One admission pass, $30 value, you can get for just $21. Again, MaxFMBigDeals.com.
Being a color.
Yeah.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
A perfect day to get outside. Enjoy this beautiful weather tonight. 99.7 Max FM. You can always listen to us anytime, anywhere. Whether you're on that hike, whether you're on vacation, hanging in the backyard doing a little bit of work, or just reading on the deck, you can listen to Max FM for free on the free Civic Media app. Super easy to download in the Google Play or App Stores. Search Civic Media. All right, we'll get to Peter Gabriel as we continue our 50-minute music hour and wrap up this Wednesday. Happy Hump Day. It's Max FM.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch and Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events with your Max FM community calendar. It's the 26th birthday of People Helping People of South Central Wisconsin. PHP and Baraboo is going to be hosting a Brat Fry to celebrate Friday, August 9th from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Swing by their headquarters at 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo for grilled brat, Italian sausage, all beef frank, chips, beverage, and birthday cupcake. There is no charge for this celebration, but free will contributions are appreciated and will be going to help serve the community through their Adopt a Family, Stomp Out Hunger, School Supply, Adopt a Veteran, and Work Ready Job programs. Learn more at PHP of South Central Wisconsin. Again, this is going to be Friday, August 9th, the birthday brat fry at PHP, 805 Broadway Street from 11 a.m. until 1. And then Friday night, it's a concert at Mirror Lake State Park. The Blacker Brothers Band will be performing from 7 until 8:30. Bring a chair or use the rock seating at the outdoor amphitheater. This is a free event, but you will need a valid state park sticker to enter the park. Again, this concert with the Blacker Brothers Band is going to be on Friday night from 7 until 8:30. For more details, check out friendsofmirrorlake.org. And downtown Baraboo is going to be hosting an old-fashioned day and made in Baraboo Market. Celebrate Baraboo the old-fashioned way with sidewalk sales, live music, and games. This will run from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. on Saturday, August 10th in downtown Baraboo. You can go to downtownbaraboo.com for more details and all the businesses that'll be participating.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy with a shower or two tonight and a low near 60. Maybe a shower tomorrow morning, then partly sunny and a high in the upper 70s for the afternoon. Nice ahead for Friday and the weekend. Sunny and near 70 Friday, low 70 Saturday, upper 70 Sunday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 79.
99.7
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Just
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Today is Purple Heart Day, commemorating the creation of the oldest American military decoration for military merits. All of those men and women, those brave men and women who are of the military order of the Purple Heart. Hey, thank you so much for making Max FM a part of the workday. It's been fun as always. David Grant coming in next with another 50-minute music hour.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Authorities in Austria say they've thwarted a planned terrorist attack targeting Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna. Those dates now canceled. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
A statement from Austrian concert promoter Barracuda Music says they had no choice but to cancel three scheduled Taylor Swift Eras Tour concert shows in Vienna starting Thursday night after confirmation from government officials of a planned terrorist attack at Ernst Happel Stadium. Officials say two suspects who had radicalized themselves on the internet were arrested Wednesday morning, and the threat has been minimized, but a, quote, abstract threat still remains.
Democratic and Republican candidates in the presidential race campaigning at separate events in Wisconsin and Michigan today, working to win over undecided voters in key swing states. The election now just 90 days out. Tropical Storm Debbie, a slow-moving catastrophic storm hugging the eastern seaboard. Debbie set to make landfall a second time in the U.S., this time off the coast of South Carolina. This is ABC News.
As a knife, I feel like I'm in the
Ricochet, you take your aim. Fire away.
We'll be right back.